And there are two different kinds of papers for addition. There's this one that has the colors, and then we have this one that is just black and white. And I would recommend starting with the colored paper if your child has not had any experience with the stamp game. Cut the paper so that you only have four operation sections. Because otherwise, this paper, this whole thing just gets so overwhelming for them, and then they don't even want to finish, especially at first while they're getting comfortable. And if you see that your child is getting overwhelmed, even with the paper with four, cut them and just have one paper at a time. That's fine. And they can just do one. And if they want, they can paste it on a piece of paper or in a notebook or somewhere to keep their work, keep track of their work. So we're going to introduce how to write numbers. We're going to write a number. And so you ask the child, what is your favorite four-digit number? And they might tell you, oh, it's 4,327. Now I'm going to use a marker just so that you can see the numbers a little better. But I would really suggest using pencil because you want to model being able to make mistakes and fix them. Right, and when we start writing, you can start writing from the left to the right. That's okay because that's how we write our numbers. But now let's start forming it. So let's form this number. How many units? We want to start with the units. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And again, no need to line them up in a row, unlike in the primary. And then 2 tens, 3 units, 3 hundreds, and 4 thousands. Now you always want to model putting the numbers in the right direction, but the child will very quickly not want to do that anymore. Okay, so we set it all out and now let's check it. 4 thousands, 3 hundreds, 2 tens, and 7 units. Well, now let's do another number underneath. Now this time I'm going to choose it. And so you tell the child that you are going to choose the number. I'm going to put this up here again so you can see me writing the number. So I am going to do 2,421. Right, there's a reason why I chose this number. So let's build it. Now we tell the child, now we're going to build it, but we're going to build it under our first number, just like it's under the first number on the paper. Let's build it. And at this point, you can invite the child to make the number. The more the child works, the more the child thinks, and the more they learn. So don't think that you have to do all the work and have them sitting there passively. Let them do the work. You just watch, and if they make a mistake, you can just direct them and say, oh, what number was here? Oh, let's count these. So you don't say, oh, you made a mistake. Just direct them to the number here and then say, well, let's count this together and double check. So you always double check together. And once that's done, you say, well, now that we have these two numbers and we check them, we are going to do addition. Do you remember what addition means? And the child will say, yes, we put things together because they've worked with the golden beads, ideally. And so you say, okay, we need a symbol on our paper. What symbol do we use for addition? And the child will say, well, plus. So I'm going to just write down the plus down here. This is where you write the plus. Okay, so now we're going to put the paper aside. And we are going to do our addition. When we do addition, we put things together. Let's put things together. All our units together, our tens together, our hundreds together, our thousands together. Now we're going to start finding our answer starting with the units. So how many units do we have? And so the child will count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 units. And so we write the answer for the 8 units. Let's go on to the tens. And again, I'm just moving the board back and forth, but you would just have it on on a clipboard, or if you're doing it on the table, you just have it on the table. Now let's count the tens that we put together. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 tens. Let's write our answer. You see right here, 4 tens. Now let's look at our hundreds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 hundreds. And again, the child is doing all the counting. You will be doing the writing for the first one, but let them count, let them think. Let's look at the thousands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 thousands. And you can invite them to read the whole problem. This is really good repetition, really good practice for them. 4,327 plus 2,421 equals, right, our equal bar, equals 6,748. And we double check with our material. Always get them used to double checking their writing with their material. And this is how you present the static addition. Now, static means that you do not have exchanges, and that's why I chose the second number, because I didn't want my total to go above 9 for each category. So the child will come up with the first number, you come up with the second one. Now, if the child comes up with the first number and says 9,999, then you can just say, oh, that is such a huge number, and we can work with that one later. Can you think of a smaller number? And then have them come up with something a little bit more reasonable. I'm going to show you the exchanging game, which is an exercise that goes between a static addition with the stamp game and dynamic addition, or addition with exchanging, in the stamp game. And this exercise will reinforce the idea that we can only have up to 9 in any one hierarchy, and if we have 10, we have to exchange. So to prepare this exercise, you put a bunch of units, tens, hundreds, and a few thousands out on the rug. And you tell the child, well, I have this big amount here, but we have no idea how many we have, so we're going to have to count. Now, remember the rule from when we were working with the golden beads, that when you get to 10, you need to stop and you need to exchange for one of the next category. We always start with the units, so let's start counting. And you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what will the child say? Whoa, stop. We exchange. And you need to always be using the language to reinforce in their minds. So you say 10 units is the same as what? And the child will say 1 10. Okay, I'm going to exchange 10 units. Take out 1 10 and bring it over here. And now let's keep counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 units is our total in the units. Now, do we still have the same amount that we started with? Yes, we do. We don't have the same number of stamps, but we have the same quantity. That's so interesting, because this represents 10 units. Interesting. Let's keep going. Let's count 1 10, 2 10, 3 10, 4 10, 5 10. The child can also count 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. They can count either way. So we got to 10 tens or 100, so we stop and we use this language. 10 tens is the same as what? The child will say 10 tens is the same as 100. Okay, we're going to exchange. Bring it to the hundreds. Let's see how many we have here. We might need to exchange again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Look at that. 9, 10. Oh my goodness, we have 10. We need to exchange these. Whoops. Need to exchange. 10 tens is the same as 100. Here we go. 2 on the tens. Let's look at our hundreds. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 10 hundredths. Stop. 10 hundredths is the same as what? 1,000. Do we still have the same value on the rug? Yes, we do. Let's keep counting here. 10 hundredths. 10 hundredths is the same as 1,000. Let's exchange. And here's our 100. Do we still have the same value? Yes, because we brought our hundredths over here. Just looks different. Let's count our thousands. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. What amount did we have in our piles? What amount did we have on the rug? The child will read. We had 6,126. And that is the game that you play before you go on to dynamic addition. You only have to do it once yourself, and then you let your child do it once on their own. If you see they need more practice, stay here. But for the most part, they are ready to go on pretty quickly. Ideally, your child has used the golden beads, has done addition, static and dynamic with the golden beads. They have done static addition with the stamp game, and they've done the exchanging game that goes before dynamic addition. And so now they are ready to move on. So I would invite them to come up with a number. Again, if they come up with, you know, 9,999, then we're going to need to invite them to come up with a different number. Maybe it can be the ages of the siblings or their year of birth, something fun like that. So let's say the child says 4,257. And so now I am going to add to that number 2,964. 2,964. So now you can see that right there. Okay, so we invite the child to set out the first number the way that he knows how. Again, we want to model correct placement. The children will start flipping them, and that's totally fine. It means that they are moving towards abstraction. Great, so we've done our first quantity. Now we're going to do our second quantity. Great. Now always get your children used to checking their setup. And so we go back and we check all of the numbers for our first addend and all the numbers for our second addend to make sure they are correct. That is going to help later on when they are focusing on accuracy. Right now we're focusing on process. Let's add them up. Now the child knows how to do this. They know how to add them up or put them together. Say, okay, we're going to try to find the answer, right? But we now know that if we have more than 10, when we get to 10, we need to do what? The child will say, oh yeah, we need to stop and exchange. Great, let's do that with our units. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Stop, look at that, we have 10 units. What do we do when we have 10 units? We exchange for a 10. Put it at the top, we can put it at the bottom. Whoops, doesn't matter. Okay, let's check our tens. Here we go. 1 10, 2 10s, 3 10s, 4 10s, 5 10s, 6 10s, 7 10s, 8 10s, 9 10s, 10 10s. Stop. We have 10 tens. We exchange for what? 100. Let's count our hundreds. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000. Stop. 10 hundreds is the same as what? 1000. Exchange. And how many thousands do we have? 1000, 2000, 3000, 4000, 5000, 6000, 7000. Great. Now let's write our answer. Let's go over here. We had 7 units plus 4 units. The answer is 1. Because we exchanged. What about our tens? What answer did we get? 2. We exchanged. What about our hundreds? 2. And our thousands? Oh, we had 7. 7. So then you invite your child to read the entire problem. 4,257 plus 2,964 equals 7,221. And we just did dynamic addition. Now, you can encourage your child to write their own problems because now they can really solve any addition problem that they want. What you might encounter, what they might encounter, is that they might write a problem that goes beyond the thousands, right? So if they put a 9 and a 7 here, for example, in the thousands, they're going to go beyond the thousands. They're going to go into the 10,000s. And this is a really great opportunity to introduce the dot game because it goes into the 10,000s. And we don't want to limit their exploration. We want to give them the next step as soon as they start noticing that that exists.